right, so here we are, worldwide live on BBS Radio. Thank you to all those who participate through BBS. We have a bunch of people here on the conference call phone line, and we still have more people checking in. I welcome those who just came in. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hi, I'm Don.
Carolyn.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Don. Welcome to the call.
Thanks.
And do I hear Carolyn?
Yeah, Carolyn Medicine Hat.
Hi, how are you doing, Carolyn?
Oh, pretty good. We're not totally flooded, so that's good.
Keep your head above the water.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for being here. And somebody else came in. Welcome to the call. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Oh, it's just me getting out of town once.
All right. Welcome back, Dwayne.
Well, thank you very much. I see you're a real gentleman today. How come?
Good. Hey, what were you able... People able to get together in room one?
Oh, yeah, room one's really hot. Depends on the subject.
All right.
Hey, always a gentleman.
Well, thank you, whoever that was. Whenever Wynn sends me to on his punishment, I enjoy being there.
One second. We have somebody else joining in. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Susan in Delaware.
Good evening, Susan. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. And somebody else joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. And welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
This is Donna from Great Falls, Montana.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you guys?
I'm doing well. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Donna.
Hey.
We're just sitting around waiting for you.
Oh, well, bless your heart. Thank you. I was kind of absent for a week, but it ended up well.
That's okay. We're patient. We'll wait for you any day of the week.
Well, thank you, sweetie. I had a wonderful birthday yesterday.
Oh, really?
Happy
okay.
birthday.
Happy birthday.
Well, who's going to sing?
Aww. Happy birthday to you. Happy Aww. Birthday to you. Happy birthday,
Donna.
Donna, thank you. Happy birthday to you.
We had a few more people. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. If you
Hi,
want.
This is Daphne in Half Moon Bay, California.
Good evening, Daphne. How are you doing?
I'm well. Hi, how are you?
Fantastic. Thank you.
Hey, Daphne.
Hi, Daphne.
Hello.
Down in Half Moon Bay where they shot the Birds, the Hitchcock movie?
No, that was Bodega Bay.
Oh, Bodega, that's right.
And more people keep coming in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Kathy from Rockland, California.
Hey, welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Susan from Mesa.
Hi, Susan. We welcome you.
Thank you.
Hi, Susan.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
This is John from Aspen, Colorado.
Yeah, hi, John. Welcome back. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
How far are you away from Wynn, from Denver?
Oh, it's probably a 3.5-hour drive.
Oh, no, it's not going to work then. I thought maybe you can quickly tell him that he needs to call in, but it's not going to work.
I wish I could go visit. That'd be great.
We had another person join in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. If you want to, but we welcome you. So here we are with a bunch of people. We are live on BBS Radio, but the man of the hour, Wynn, is not here.
Looks like you're going to host again tonight, Tice.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. If you want to.
That was a great call yesterday. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah, that was the best production I've ever heard on talk radio.
Okay. We'll be thrilled to hear that.
So, Daph?
I really liked hearing from Carla about that. She's always...
Yeah. Let me first welcome the next caller. Good evening. We welcome you to the Grid Healing Call, actually the BBS. Name and location.
Hi, this is Cindy in Peoria.
Hi, Cindy. Welcome to the call. How are you?
Very much. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Doing well. Yeah. Thanks.
Nice when you're back. That's Carla Ruckert.
Talk to the next person. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Vaughn in North Hollywood. Vaughn.
Yeah, hey, Vaughn, welcome back.
Hey. Hello, everybody.
All right.
Hey.
Good evening.
And I believe more people joined here over the last minute. If you want to, please say your name and location. All right. So, Daphne, are you there?
I am here, hi.
Do you have any interesting books you can read out of tonight?
Do I have any interesting books? Well, I can read you. I've done a lot of blog posting. For those who are interested, I have a blog. It's Blue Yod, BLUEYOD, .wordpress.com. And a lot of what I'm dealing with in terms of, you know, personal journey and information that I'm bringing in from Elohim and Ra, and a lot of things from the past I've been trying to put up there. And so, sure, I mean, we can, if you run out of things to talk about, we can do stuff from that. That's fine.
All what right.
Address again?
It's a Blue Yod, BLUEYOD, .wordpress.com.
I'm sorry, I didn't have my pen and paper. Would you mind us to say that again?
No problem. It's Blue, B as in boy, L-U-E, Yod, Y-O-D, Blue Yod, .wordpress.com. And I've been attempting to get some information up there about things that are currently happening, other healers and ascension light workers who I've been in touch with and who I have a lot of respect for their work, and my own journey, my own process, also, you know, things very much in tying in with Carla's work, with Wynn's work, with Terry's work. I'm really sensing it's important to vibrationally reach out to as many people as possible all over the planet who are sustaining this new light frequency and this new light platform.
Thank you very much, Daphne.
Yeah,
I want to repeat
yeah, thank
this.
Thank you very much for the support and the encouragement. And I encourage you to check it out. I try to have articles up there every couple of days or so. I download and do transmission work. And, you know, you please email me, make comments, ask questions. I'll respond as well as I can and as timely a manner as I can. And,
I'll read this back. It's BLUEYOD dot...
WordPress. WORDPRESS .com.
You have a lot of fans, Daphne.
Hey, Daphne, you're always pretty pretty purposeful. What is Blue Yod stand for?
Blue Yod. Well, my email is Yodess, YODESS1, Yodess1, at gmail.com. And people are welcome to send me emails there. That's YODESS. Numeral 1, Yodis1 at gmail.com. And Yod means hand of God in Hebrew. And I have three of these configurations. They're also astrological configurations. I have them in my birth chart. And they often result in very sudden, often inexplicable, unexplainable kinds of things happening in the physical life that are ordained from a oftentimes a divine kind of place. And so I had a license plate called YOD back in 1995 when I was here in California before, and people used to stop me literally at traffic lights and say, "Do you know what you have on your car?" And I'd say, "Well, yes, it's an astrological configuration." And it's like, "No, you have to look at the Kabbalah. You have to look at what this means. And I had some very interesting things happen, but Yod literally means hand of God in Hebrew, and then blue has been coming to me with the Shekinah code and the blue star Kachina, which I think that they are connected. So that has been in the space in the last year or so. So blue Yod meaning this fifth dimensional, very feminine frequency, the blue ray and the rose ray, has been coming into my consciousness, and I've been working with some other gatekeepers, Sandra Walter up in Mount Shasta, also Shekinah Rose in Sedona, Lisa Gallas in New Mexico, other women primarily that are holding the blue ray frequency, and so that's the kind of the etymology of that name, and it's blueyod.wordpress.com, and yes, you can send me questions and suggested topics. I'll help as much as I can. Thank you so much.
All right.
So
we still have more people joining in over here. I want to give those people who just came in still a chance to announce themselves. If you want to please say your name. But that's all right. So what I will do next is I'm going to mute the lines. And Daphne, are you on the moderator code? Let's see. No, you're not moderator, Daphne. Hold on. You're unmuted now.
Hi.
Yes, you're there now.
I would you like me to call back in on the 5-9 number?
No, it's fine. You're fine. Let me first hold on one second. The day. Okay, good. So I'm going to start the recorder, and then, hey, Daphne, you're ready to maybe do some speaking, maybe about your experience, or we're going to call it the Daphne call tonight. How about that?
Okay, I'm honored, Heis. That would be nice.
All right, great. So here we go.
This conference is being recorded.
All right, good evening, and welcome to this call, everybody, if you are listening to the replay. Tonight, Wynn didn't show up. Believe it or not, he's still at the trade show in Denver, Colorado. And I tried to call him, didn't answer. So here we are. Fortunately, our dear friend Daphne showed up. And she is here tonight to talk about the things that she wants to talk about. So, Daphne, I want to give the mic to you. And feel free to talk about those things that you want to talk about, and also what we can do maybe down the line if you want to. We can open up the lines that people can ask questions, but we'll see what happens.
Okay. Yeah, I really appreciate this, Heis. This will be a chance to introduce people to a blog that I started back in February, but I've only given it real attention in the last couple of weeks. And I've been continuing to receive information, transmissions, download, higher self messages from the Ra and the Elohim. Most recently, it's been the Council of Light. And I'm going to share, actually, as I'll go in order here, this particular transmission from the Council of Light. This came in on June 20th. Or I posted it on the 20th. It came in on the 19th. And I'll just read it because I actually typed it up. I guess I should say how these information, I call them informations in the plural because it's more than information. It seems to have a kind of plurality about it. Oftentimes, I'll just sense that information wants to come, and it doesn't like to be typed. It likes to be handwritten, so I don't go anywhere without a physical pen and paper, a journal. And so I will just start literally scribbling, and oftentimes it comes in faster than I can write very well, and then I have to try to get it into the computer while I can still remember what I've written down. But this came in a few days back, and it's talking about code calibration. Now, when they're talking about codes, they're talking about light frequencies. They're talking about the photonic field, the photon field that our solar system is presently traveling through. We are currently in an astrological or astronomical configuration. We are, and this is physically verifiable. You can go to the NASA site, and or you can go to the Space Weather site, and we'll talk about this. We are currently traveling through the great dark rift of the Milky Way galaxy. And,
now, Daphne,
yes.
those messages that you bring forth, those are probably like messages to you personally or not?
These particular messages are not just for me personally. These are broadband messages, Heis.
All right.
These are for awakening humanity at large. I mean, sometimes there are personal messages. But these more general ones are the ones that I'm being directed to share with the group here. These are what's happening in general. Now, not everyone will necessarily resonate with it on a physical level. Some people will resonate with it on an intuitive level. Some people are having very physical experiences. Some people are just beginning to get used to these ideas. So let me go ahead and share them, and then if you've got questions, we can bring those forth as well and address those. Okay. There are sweeping changes in the code calibration structurings underfoot. You have witnessed this yourself this morning in the reorganizing and resituating of the parameters of form functioning. To use your language, your experience of the handholds of life is about to be tested. For the current handholds, which are not firmly resting on the mother's core vibration, will be cast aside and pushed away. She and you are in partnership now and will not any longer tolerate any designs upon your person or her Gaian body that do not align with the vast sacred plan of becoming. That said, align your core, spend the days outside as much as possible. You are uniting the two directions, the vertical and the horizontal, the sacred and the ordinary, the female and the male, the becoming and the doing. This takes time. The next 4 months are pivotal and embark on a new alignment of what it means to be here in the world at this time. Take this time, therefore, to go inward and check the internal barometer. I just lost my place here. Sorry about that. The internal GPS. And know that
your
guidance is now. And being organized.
Hello? Hello?
Yes.
All right, Wayne.
Hello? Hello there. Okay. Hi, Daphne. Thank you for taking over.
Hello, Wynn.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Is there a delay?
I don't think so.
Okay. Why don't we mute everybody, okay?
And everybody is muted.
Yeah, I'm so sorry for being late, you know. Terry, are you on?
I'm here.
Hey, Terry.
Okay.
Hi, everybody.
First of all, let me catch my energy here. We're in Colorado, and we just spent the day at something called the International New Age Trade Show. And
while you're catching your breath, I was just sharing a blog entry with folks. If you want a few minutes.
We'll come back to it. We'll come back to it. Okay.
Okay.
I've got my breath caught. Okay. Thank you, though.
Thank you, Daphne.
You're welcome, Heis.
Thanks for helping. Okay, and Heis, thank you for calling. I saw your call there.
Okay.
And I said, I didn't even remember there was a call tonight. We spent 3 days working with the public at, it's called the International New Age Trade Show. And we had a booth there. And we were selling our pendants to bookstore, you know, to various metaphysical stores. And there were every person that has a New Age publishing company is there. It's kind of a major event. And it was over today. It went to about 4 o'clock. And we totally, spaced out. In fact, we're just sitting here eating dinner, being starved, and so, excuse me, I think this is the first time in years that I forgot we had a show. When was the last time I forgot, Hive?
Remember it ever happening.
Never happened. So, excuse us. Thank you, Daphne. And, you know, I just want to make a comment and to start with. And it has to do with, at this moment, right at this moment, the work Daphne is doing is kind of independent of the work we're doing. So, there's an energy that happens on these calls and in this work, and it's different than the energy Daphne does on her own blog. And I wanted to review things myself personally before I brought it into this group. And so I know Daphne was talking about it, and I'll just talk about some of the differences, and you're all welcome to check it out and decide what works or what is correct. But when we started doing these calls, there was a lot of use of the word ascension. And I was as clueless as anybody else. And the idea of ascension was that you're suddenly going to disappear from this realm and end up somewhere else. And that actually might be true. I'm not going to say that it's true or not true. It hasn't happened yet. And we have asked questions about it, independently of Daphne's work. And I still leave the jury out. And in general, I think that many people have picked up on the word ascension as if it's something that's going to happen in the future, and we can just wait, and at that moment that we're all going to leave this realm and end up somewhere else, everything is going to be hunky-dory. Let me make a point, and then you can have, Daphne, opportunity to comment on what I'm saying, okay? But let me make a point, and then I'll let you comment. Okay? Thank you.
No, I mean, but you're putting something in a very simple, overly simplified form. When we're talking
You know what? You can comment on what I say. Let me, after I finish, I want to make my point, and then you can comment. Is that fair?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. So. Now, there's different ideas what ascension might mean. Does it mean a lot of people think the whole Earth is moving into a new space and everyone on the planet is going to move into this new ascended Earth? And I like that idea, but in our questions and in the raw material, in the Carla Ruckert material, that's not the indication of the way it's going to work. And I can tell you in our questions the way we have come up with it. And that is that, and this is through Terry, that there is going to be a separation of realms that's happening. How long that separation takes depends on the consciousness of our planet. Some people think many people were saying it was going to happen December 21st, 2012. And other people are saying it's going to take hundreds of years. And it seems like the work that we're doing in bringing energies in helps to lengthen the time for that to occur and give more people time to prepare. And in the specific questions we ask, it was said that there will be a very few people who will qualify for a physical ascension. What is a physical ascension? That is when your body disappears from one place. It's kind of like Star Trek, where they had that device where people teleported, and your body appears somewhere else. And that would be possible for very few people. But to qualify for that, all your chakras have to be open from the top to the bottom. Seven chakras, you know, sexual, power, heart, throat, third eye, and crown. And they said most people wouldn't qualify, and that what would happen would be, they used the word astral ascension, and that people would have a natural death, and that if their heart chakra was open, that they would manifest in their next incarnation in the upgraded earth. Their heart chakra would be 51% open. That was the way it was said. And so there's a lot of people talking about ascension, and it's become a buzzword. And people are going to ascension classes, DNA activations, ascension counseling, and it's become like a sales word. Let's have a special session, some kind of counseling session, some kind of whatever, and charge you so that you can ascend. And I'm not sure that's accurate. And then there's another aspect to this that I want to point out. And this is a question mark. I have, you know, some of you may have heard, and if you haven't heard it, you can go back and listen to it. It's in our archives. It's in our archives, and it was saying something about, I did a whole talk on revelations, and the indication was revelations seem to be a projection from a negative source. And it's filled with fear-based things, and it creates a certain anxiety, you know, seven seals. And it wasn't from Jesus. It was from somebody after Jesus that heard a voice in his head and thought it was the same thing, and it became part of the Bible. But it's not very positive, and it's not the way our sources normally speak. And I had the suggestion that if you're reading Revelations, it might have been a projection on a negative spin of reality. And so I'm not saying that's true. Maybe it's totally true. I'm just a little human here trying to figure these things out from without having any belief patterns, asking questions, and then I have to decide, does that answer seem legitimate or not? And so one of the things that I have read that's been a possibility, and we've talked about this, is that there are negative ETs that may be setting themselves up to land here and look positive and take over this realm. That's a potential plan. That's come up in a number of places. And both Carla Ruckert and I both agree that the positive sources would not land. They would not land because it would depolarize people. For example, in the raw material, in 10,500 BC, there was an incident where a positive source, according to the raw material, some of the raw group had actually created light bodies that were visible and were actually milling with the people, fraternizing with the people. It was a time that David Wilcock had a life as Ra-Ta. And that particular incident worked out very bad. And it worked out bad because the goal of the higher forces is to bring you the inspiration and the knowledge to move into God consciousness. And when they manifested bodies, everybody deferred to them as gods and did not evolve. And they said they wouldn't do that again. And it worked out very badly for the evolution of our planet. So the Ra group and positive sources are not going to land here, to my knowledge, and change anything. And that if something lands, it's not going to be positive. And when Daphne and I first started when we were really new at this, we were living in 2003, we were living in Flagstaff, and in one of her sessions, they were saying, when you drive to Sedona, watch for ETs. And I was concerned about that, as if they were trying to say, whenever there's a channeling, is it positive? Is it the Ra group, the Elohim group, or is it some negative source taking over the line? So I'm not sure if this idea of ascension that's running around right now, and this is tricky. I'm just going to suggest this. I don't know the answers. I'm thinking out loud so you guys follow my thought, my track. That if there was, if there was revelations, and if revelations was negative, and if we're talking about rapture and ascension, which comes from revelations, is it possible the negative was setting us up for mass abductions? We do know abductions are real. We do know that people do get pulled into dimensional shifts and they get worked on. There's absolutely no doubt in my mind that that's real. And the idea of leaving this realm as an abduction into another realm, as opposed to an ascension, it's a question in my mind. So I'm not sure if talking about the idea of ascension is not setting people up for the possibility for abduction. Now, I'm just thinking out loud. I'm not saying that's true. I'm not saying that there's not going to be some kind of mass ascension and we're going to end up somewhere. And I'm willing to sit and call in the light and ask questions to Daphne and see what comes in. But when anyone is channeling by themselves and they're bringing through messages by themselves, it's been my experience that, Carla Rucker talks about tuning. We do tuning on our calls all the time. And there's been many, many times when we've been in the zone and Daphne has brought through extraordinary messages because she's in the energy of the tuning that we have, that all of us are creating, the group energy. But when she's bringing things through by herself, then it doesn't have the same credibility, and it's not something to believe and say, this is true. Don't mistake the energy of all the sessions she's done in the group as something she would do by herself. Now, it may be true. It may be true, but put it through your own meat grinder, your own discernment machine, and see if it registers as in your heart as real and connected. And I'm not sure you can ever figure out for sure. All I know, and one thing I am sure of, if you stay in the center of your being, if you make your life as loving as it can, as you can, if you love your neighbor as yourself, whatever outcome is going to occur is going to happen because you're in that space, not because you're waiting for the future for something to happen. If you're waiting in the future for something to happen, if you're waiting for Jesus to return, if you're waiting for spacemen to pick you up, if you're waiting to ascend this realm, and you think there's going to be deliverance, to me, I'm not convinced it's going to work that way. You can think that if you want. But what I know for myself is deliverance is in the here and now. And we all have whatever obstacles we have to go through in order to deliver ourselves in the here and now, to feel good about ourselves in the here and now, to love your neighbor as yourself in the here and now, and to not be in fear no matter what happens, even fear of death. And if you can do all that, you're in a position to whatever happens to make the right decision from the here and now, not to wait for something in the future. And so these things are my point of view that I've come through all of my experiences, feeling energies, talking to these group souls or what identifies itself as group souls, working with you. And Daphne has played a huge, huge contribution in my education. But that doesn't mean that everything that comes through her should be taken as truth. Just as everything that comes through Terry shouldn't be taken as truth. Just as everything that comes through me shouldn't be taken as truth. To lay things on the table and follow your heart as to what is your path and how to position yourself. And on that note, I just want to, let Daphne make whatever point she wants to make, and I'll let Terry make whatever point she wants to make. I'm going to say, even though this was not the way this was going to be planned this evening, maybe this is a good moment to just lay these things on the table and see what comes up. And we're all in a position of learning. Are you there, Daphne?
I am here, Wynn, yes.
Okay, so I'm going to turn it over to you, and you can comment and say anything you want on what I just said, okay?
Actually, I think that you are offering very wise and very prudent counsel. I think that with any material, the Seth material, Carla Ruckert's material, David Wilcox material, your material, my material, Terry's material, anyone's material, ultimately you have to ruminate with it, you have to be with it, and ultimately, does it stand the test of time? And does it stand, and is it, is this a loving, caring, serviceful way to be in the world? So I think that what you're saying, you're very, very cautious and rightly so. And just this whole, quote, ascension business, you've been talking about, the word's been bantered about for quite a while. And, for a long time, I didn't really know what I thought about. What does ascension mean? And when I use the word ascension, my own take on that at this point is simply an increase in vibratory resonance. It has nothing to do with disappearing from the realm. It has nothing to do with being captured or being taken away by off-planet entities. It has nothing to do with the rapture. The way that I think about ascension and ascension frequencies is an increase in the photonic light quotient of all living things. Now, we're talking about Gaia. We're talking about Mother Earth. We're talking about the plant and the plant kingdom and the animal kingdom and the mineral kingdom and human beings. And insofar as the information that I'm being exposed to and other light workers, who I've been following their work for quite a while, I've developed a lot of trust and respect vibratory shift. There is a vibratory resonance that is happening on the Earth at this time. There's also a talk of moving, dimensionally speaking, from a 3D through a 4D. Supposedly now we're actually in high 4D and moving into a 5D and beyond. Some of the information that came through in my, this is way before you and I connected with each other. This was back in 93. I was having profound shamanic experiences, and they were showing me all the way up to 13D. And I really didn't understand what that meant, and the only thing I could think about was being on a piano keyboard and looking at the microtones or the half tones in an octave. And if you went from middle C up to high C, well, you actually have 12 semitones. You have 12 half steps. And I'm like, okay, if you're looking at frequency and you're looking at harmonics, we're looking at moving up a whole octave, a whole cycle of resonance. But bringing that back down into like simple nuts and bolts type of reality, what does that mean for a human being? What does that mean for you and me and the person sitting at the cafe with us? You know, what does that mean in terms of our physical life? From my experience, now I'm not saying this is absolutely true, I don't think people are disappearing from the realm. Some might be. I mean, I've actually read about some leaving the realm. But I think most of us, it's not about leaving the realm. I think it's about anchoring the realm at a level beyond duality. Okay, now what does that mean? A level beyond duality, beyond the yin and the yang, beyond polarity. There's a lot of talk about unity consciousness. Well, what does unity consciousness mean? Well, I guess it means that, you know, there are lots of, there's lots of room for lots of people's expression. You know, like you've got a symphony orchestra, you don't just have two instruments, you've got 70 instruments. And each of those instruments has a different harmonic signature. You know, the bassoon doesn't sound the same as the flute, doesn't sound the same as the oboe or the violin or the cello or the trumpet or the symphony or, you know, what have you. It keeps on going and going. And I'm a musician, so I think in terms of musical analogies. And so what does it mean? It means we have a world that's big enough and diverse enough that lots of, or an infinite number of expressions can be not only tolerated, but applauded. But the caveat is that you have to express whatever your expression is joyously and in service to others and from a loving place, not from a hurtful place. I took the ball and I ran with it, and I probably didn't make any sense, but there you go.
Well, you know what? That was very good, and I thought you did make sense, and I thought that was articulate, and we're not on such different pages. You know, the only thing that happens, here's one of the things in terms of human nature, is that when you start talking about things, this is one of the things that you've, I have a pretty sophisticated metaphysical understanding, and I have learned that we have a broadband audience that's listening to us, and I don't want to talk, I try not to talk over people's heads. If I start using vocabulary that you don't understand, that sounds like I know what I'm talking about, there's a tendency to give up your power. And think that I'm saying something that is meaningful, and it may not be. So, like, for example, when I heard Daphne talking about going up to 13D, I'm not sure I understood what 13D was. Like, what is 13D? And it sounds like she's an expert. Now, one thing about Daphne that I do know is that she does expand into other realms. It's very interesting to be working with Daphne, Terry, and myself, because there's this expansion that we all have. It's a little different for all of us. When we come together and we do a call, there is something that happens, and many of you have experienced those energies when that something happens, and we all expand together. So we're not talking about 13D. We're probably touching into it and having the experience of it. Now, if you ask me what 13D is, I'd say, I don't know. I don't know how to describe that. But I do know how to describe the feeling when time goes past. And when time goes past, I know I'm in another dimension. And that's simple. Every one of you can relate to that. If I start talking about 12D, 11D, 10D, 13, you know, it sounds like I understand something. I don't understand it. I don't really understand it. I haven't made the distinctions in all those levels. I did read the 8 levels of the raw material, the 8 levels densities, and I kind of intuitively grasped that. And that doesn't mean there's not something to be grasped. I know there's sometimes I'll read something over and over and over again, and I don't get it until the 20th time I read it. So, but the one thing I'm really careful about is, and you guys can pay attention to this too, words can sometimes get a meaning that we think we know what something is, and we don't. But in our minds, because we think we understand something, we stop reaching for our own truth, and we become complacent, and we become static, and you're not really expanded in that state. You are actually contracted, and your mind thinks you understand something, but your being doesn't. So I want my being to understand things, and I like to use vocabulary and words that everyone, including myself, that I'm never speaking above anybody. I try that, and I try to speak to myself that way. So, and people have told me, I get emails from people that, you know what, I take really sophisticated, complicated things, and suddenly we're actually doing it and going through it, and people understand it. And I'm amazed myself, but that just seems to be one of my abilities and probably why I'm doing this, because I have the ability to translate things in a simple way. So, like, when a word becomes in the consensus, oftentimes everyone uses it, but it loses its meaning. Like the Christ consciousness. Jesus, all those words, you know, what does all that mean? You would have to try to, I could try to define it for myself, but if you say those words to 100 people and then say, what did he mean by that? I'll bet you get like 75 different definitions, and because you can't understand it. It's a mystery. The key is to create words that trigger the mystery. Because when the mystery gets triggered, you start expanding. It's like Zen koans. You ever hear of a Zen koan? There was that famous Zen koan that says, what's the sound of one hand clapping? Or if a tree falls in the forest and no one is there to hear it, is there any sound? There's no answer to those things. But they trigger a mystery, and the mystery, somewhere in the mystery, there's a lot of expansion and a lot of integration of understanding multi-dimensions. And you know what, Terry, are you on the line? Hello, Terry.
Yeah, I'm here. Yes.
I mean, I just thought I'd let you share anything that comes up for you on these topics tonight.
Okay. I think one of the most amazing things that I read recently was
Jerry, we can't hear you very well. You'll have to turn the phone so the speaker is in front of your mouth, if you don't mind, okay? She's sitting in the restaurant. I'm sitting in the lobby of the hotel. Hey, by the way, I want to tell you guys something really great that happened. You know, when we go to the show, all these publishers show up. And this is the third time I've been at this show, the second time that we had a booth. And every time I'm at this show, there's a guy here that was with a big publishing company, and I've always tried to get his ear. And he listens to me, but we've never succeeded in connecting. And we connected this today. We connected. We really made a good connection. And his name is Bob Friedman, and he happens to be the guy that made Conversations with God famous. He had a publishing company, and he was the guy that promoted Conversations with God, Neil Donald Walsh, which, of course, you know, it sold millions of copies. And I was talking to him, and Terry met him. And he looked at the picture of Terry and St. Catherine, and he said, "When? Just get me something I can put out there." So that was really phenomenal. And keep your fingers crossed. But you know what? I got a feeling something might happen. And, you know, it's interesting because it's things like this happening that bring the opportunity to change the timelines on this planet so things persist longer and everything doesn't collapse. You know, I asked the question one time. This kind of blew my mind. You know, there's this movie that's sitting out there, and sometimes it looks like there's no time to make a movie and things are going to fall apart. And I asked Terry or Daphne, but I said, "Is there time to make this movie?" And they said, "The movie makes the time." And I went into a little shock thinking about that. The movie makes the time. So you see, what they were saying was, we are creating the timelines that shift this consciousness of this planet. And the more people that are creating it, the more time we're going to have. And go ahead, Terry, but bring the speaker up to your mouth.
Okay, I'm just going to be real short because there's two TVs going on here and they're out of sync. And anyway, I was reminded of this story. It's a quote, actually, and I'm not sure who said it, but he said, "I've been dead for millions of years before I was born, and it hasn't bothered me at all." And then the other one from Woody Allen, I don't mind dying, but I just don't want to be there. But I was just thinking of those two, but it's probably good that I don't say too much because there's all these TVs in the background.
Well, okay, we are hearing you well, though. She's in the sports bar. I'm in the lobby, and we're in Denver, and we're going to be back in L.A. Not L.A.
Sedona.
In Sedona in Wednesday evening, okay? And then we'll be back to normal. And I want you guys to hold all that. We met lots of people, and for whatever reason, I was really accepted, and a lot of people are looking at me, and this is called the International New Age Trade Show, and I think that the work I'm doing is the next octave of New Age, and that maybe I made inroads that's going to make this happen. Don't keep asking me, though. I don't like to ask. I don't usually like to say things that are brewing, but now I told you, so now you have to hold the energy and let it brew as a team, and we'll see what happens next. And we have about two more minutes. And, hey, Daphne, would you like to say anything?
I'm still here, Wayne, yes.
Well, you know, I'm giving you the last word. Okay, I think we have about 2 minutes, 1 minute, 2 minutes. And,
well, this isn't about being contentious. This is just about...
We're doing very good. It's not about being contentious. I'm being funny, okay?
Well, you like contention just because that's your thing. But no, but it in all earnestness. No, there are some very very interesting ideas and very interesting energies, and you know, certainly people like Carla and of course Wynn and Terry and many other people are holding.
fast and earnest energies. And like Lynn was saying, I think Terry was the person that brought that information through about making a film makes more time. And, you know, when I first heard that, you know, I didn't really want to take it very seriously, but I have come to the conclusion that whenever any of us, it's not just about making a movie, whenever any of us takes a volitional, creative stand and moves forward and moves something into creation in a loving, positive, uplifted manner and shares it with even one other person, the more the better. But the more that you are able to take a creative stand, and whether it be music or art or dance or being in nature or appreciation for animals or appreciation for elderly people or children, whenever we take that loving act of kindness, now a creative volitional act, we bring it out into the world and we share it with at least one other person, we literally change the light quotient that this planet holds. We change it for ourselves, and we change it for everybody that we touch. And it's like that, like Lynn's song, you know, everything you touch becomes a part of you, because it really is the law of one in action. I was thinking about this the other day, the concept of joy. Joy is kinetic, kinetic meaning in motion. You can't be joyful. I mean, you can if you're out in nature, but oftentimes we're not joyful by ourselves. We're joyful in context and in connection with other people. We're in joy when we're with another person having a lovely coffee or having a lovely dinner or walking or being on this call, you know, sharing love, sharing experience, sharing life. Joy is kinetic. Joy is in motion. Joy is something that we do together with other people, with other animals, with nature. We do it in unison. And so this work that Lynn has pioneered and been so steadfast, and Terry has been such an incredible support and trooper through all of the dark nights when I was going crazy with the whole negative business, and Carla, of course, for laying the literal cornerstones, the foundation work with the raw material starting back there in 1981.
Audi, you got about 30 seconds. 30 seconds.
Daphne, we have to get off. Okay, that was Doug coming in. But you know what? You were very beautifully articulate, and I thank you so much for helping tonight and being there. And I thought we really did great, and it's great. We look forward to having a real integration in the future of our energies, which is very strong, because this is a teamwork, and you know, you're part of the team as much as you think yourself into it. Okay,